Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. I hope you're doing well. I am broadcasting today from New York City, where I have been holed up for over a week. Young Paul has come and gone. He's not here today. And that's okay, because what I am going to do is cue up the live show that we did at the Village Underground last Tuesday. I have to say, it might have been the best Come to Papa live that we've ever done. Music, hilarity, great comedians, Carmen Lynch, Dave Hill, Greg Fitzsimmons, the amazing Judy Gold. It was just a really great night. The show actually goes almost 2 hours, and it could have been longer. Great music in between. It was just amazing. It was really a great time, and I hope it translated to the tape. I wasn't drinking. It's not like I was all out of my mind and thinking, wow, this is awesome, and then you wake up the next day and it really stinks. It was really great, and everyone who was there had a great time. It was another sold-out show. If you haven't been able to come to the live Come to Papa shows, you definitely should do it. In July, I think we have one in the 18th, I think it is. July 18th. It's on thecomedycellar.com, and it's also posted on my website. Those are the only dates I'm going to plug because I am coasting, working on the book and doing some other things over the next couple of months. And then I'll be back out on tour starting in September when I go to the City Winery in Boston. That's a big one. Boston, Massachusetts, at a pretty new location, the City Winery, which those guys are amazing. They put up these, played Chicago, Atlanta, and Nashville. If you haven't been to a City Winery, they're such great venues. They usually have a lot of great bands there and top-notch comedy and really awesome place. So I'm going to be playing two nights there in September. I think that actually goes on sale today. I'll post a link and all that good stuff if that is the case, but I believe it is, and I'm really excited for that one. That is on the top of my list. And then we have the bunch of the rest of the tour stuff going. I like how I said I'm not going to plug anything else and then just go right into plugs, but I'm excited about the dates coming up in the fall. But for now, with Paul not being around, let's just wrap this thing up and make this the official intro to Come to Papa Live, recorded at the Village Underground on June 20th, 2017. I hope you enjoy. Have a great week, and Paul and I will catch up with you soon.
I like New York in June. How about you?
I like to drink at noon. How about you?
I like the gay parade on Fifth Avenue.
I like a thunderstorm.
Sailors in uniform. How about you? Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Come to Papa. And now, let's give a warm welcome to your host. His head looks like a beach ball in glasses, Tom Papa. I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill.
And Jimmy Norton's looks give me a thrill.
Chance of heat stroke is pretty high.
Ball sticking to my thigh.
It's nothing new, but
I like it. How about?
I like it. How about?
We like it. How about you? Rick Rome, everybody. Rick Rome.
Baba.
We're Sandler and Young.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Tom Papa. Thank all of you for listening out there in Radio Land, and thank all of you beautiful people who came out to join us in our live audience here at the Village Underground in New York City. New York, where you know it's summertime because the streets smell like the inside of an uncleaned elephant's cage. Where you know it's summer because even the rats are drinking cold-pressed coffee. Now, please say hello to the best announcer in the business, the very talented Rick Chrome.
Thanks, Tommy. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Staten Island Zoo. Are you tired of all those regular zoos with the same old bears, tired lions, and bored monkeys? Then head to the Staten Island Zoo and see things you've never seen before. Rats with human eyes. Dogs who smoke cigarettes. And Dave the cat boy, who is really just a boy who acts like a cat. This summer, treat your family to something really bizarre and head to the Staten Island Zoo. The Staten Island Zoo. You might as well put a fence around the whole island.
And now please say hello to our band, the Come to Papa Trio, who love the summer because it's easy to find the drugs. French, all three of them. They didn't understand anything in rehearsal, so it might get a little weird. Normally, the drummer is just the drummer, but today he's the leader of the band, so it's going to be a mess. How do you say more quiet in French? It's too small. That's not a word. In any language. Our mission tonight, as always at Come to Papa, is to make great radio for good people. Good people who are looking to just kick back, get away from the news, and finally enjoy the summer. It's a time for barbecues and good times. It's time to skip work whenever you can. You know you don't want to go to work. Your boss knows you don't want to go to work. So you call this person who's responsible for paying you money so you can eat and stay alive. And you lie right in their face. It's been a nice, easy time since we got together here at Come to Papa last month. Things have warmed up. The rains that at one time brought sleet and frozen sidewalks now turn to steam when it hits the ground. A walk through the crisp New York springtime air is now a walk through Smelltown. Every 2 feet, a new odor hits your nose as your brain tries to figure out where the hell it's coming from. Cooked lamb. An armpit. A dead body. I've never smelled a dead body. I think that was a dead body. Pigeon fuzz. Pee. It's probably just a river of pee. Now, word from our sponsor. Are you looking to get away this year? Are you tired of the same old vacation spots? Well, maybe it's time that you do something a little different and join up for Jim Norton's summer tours. What better way to enjoy some New York summertime fun than with your very own sex-crazed tour guide, Jimmy Norton.
Hi, Tom, it's me, Jim Norton, and I knew my cue.
Jim Norton's summer tours. Feel like hitting the beach? Jim's got just the tour for you.
Forget the Hamptons. Leave that fancy highfalutin nonsense to Kelly Ripa. I'll take you to the duck pond in Central Park. You can sit on a towel and catch some rays. And I'll pretend to be a dolphin who just swam out of the ocean looking for a snack. Do you feel something poking you from behind? Well, it's either my dolphin nose or the strap-on tied to my forehead. Either way, it's summertime. Sun's out, buns out.
Jim Norton's Summer Tours, where you'll enjoy food from around the world.
Oh, sure. For all you foodies out there, I got a bag of Doritos from Mexico, a bag of pretzels from Germany, and a bag of cocaine from the guy across the hall, which he did smuggle in his asshole from Colombia. Take whatever you want. I'll be in the corner pleasuring myself to my collection of Clockwork Orange figurines.
Jim Norton's Summer Tours. Are you looking to soak up some summertime rays so you can get one of those suntans that tells all your friends that you're better than them? Jimmy's got that too.
Yeah. I know the girl who works in the Brown Spot Tanning Salon. It's in Levittown, Long Island. Her name is Jasmine. She's really terrific. We'll have the whole place to ourselves. You lie down in your very own private tanning bed, and I'll be in the back room with Jasmine getting an ultraviolet hand job. And I'm going to have to ask you to chip in for the tolls. It's totally worth it. Maybe I can convince Jasmine to take care of you, too.
Jim Norton's Summertime Tours. Is it action you're looking for? Thrilling rides and games of chance? Jimmy's got you covered.
Have you ever been to one of those freaky sex shows in Amsterdam? Well, this is even better. There's this guy in the West Village who will have sex with anything you bring him. Anything. Bike tires, Cinnabons, a fish sandwich, me. He is amazing. His assistant is a little person. Her name is Gumdrop. She really is great. 2 feet high with the biggest tits you've ever seen. Last time I was there, he was doing it with a loaf of rye bread, and she was rolling around on the floor like a little turtle stuck on her back. Perfect for teabagging. You're gonna love it.
Jim Norton's Summertime Tours. Great for out-of-towners.
Hello?
Hi! Is this Jimmy's Summertime Tours?
Yes, it is.
Great. I called earlier. I'm Ryan from Wichita. I paid in advance for the Broadway Nights package.
Right. I'll be right down.
Hi. I'm Ryan.
Yeah. Let's go. It's 2 blocks this way.
Wow, this show is exciting. This is amazing. I wish the gang back in Kansas could see me now. Me, Ryan, on his way to Broadway.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to need another $50.
Oh, I thought I'd paid for everything.
You did, but I need more. You're in New York.
Jeez, okay. Here you go.
All right. We're here.
Here? This sure looks dark and scary.
Well, that's Broadway. Just walk into that alley. There you go.
Are you sure this doesn't look anything like it did in the brochure?
Trust me. You're going to have the time of your life. Keep walking. That's it.
Okay, this is weird. Oh, hey, who are you? Ow!
Jim Norton's Summertime Tours. Fun for the whole family.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Okay, there you have it. Jim Norton's Summertime Tours. It's different because so is Jimmy. Herpes, meds not included.
That sketch was brought to you by Hippies Hemp Bathing Products. Have you ever been on your way to work, seen a hippie getting high in the park and thought, why don't I do that? Well, you can't because you have a life. But now with Hippies Hemp Bathing Products, you can at least smell like a hippie. Using our hemp soap, shampoo, and bath wash won't make you clean, but you'll be smelling like an old pot-covered shoe in no time. Hippies Hemp Bathing Products. You'll never shower again.
And now please welcome our first comedian of the night. I am in love with her. Judy Gold, everybody. Judy Gold.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Rick. Thank you! Come on, everybody! everybody. What the fuck is going on, motherfuckers? All right. It's great to be here. I don't even know what... I'm trying not to repeat jokes I've done on the show, but fuck it, because I can't remember a goddamn thing. So, very happy to be here. Let's hear it. The band is fucking amazing. And I can't believe he called you, oh, it's only the drummer. Have you ever tried to play the fucking drums, Tom?
No.
Right. Anyway, just to let you know, I did go to therapy today. My therapist has the same name as my mother, Mommy. And, now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am, I'm over 50. Calm down, guys. I know. And I'm a member of the LGBTQ or STUWXYZ community. Because basically, we take anyone at this point. I can't... let me give you the history. It was LGB, okay? Then it was LGBT. Then it was LGBTQ. Now it's LGBTQIA. Fucking shut up! We take anyone! I swear to God, we gotta stop! It's ridiculous! It's like, oh my God! Oh, you like to fuck your shirt sleeve? Come with us! Come with us! You're gonna marry that shirt. I'm not kidding. That shirt will visit you in the ICU, okay? Yeah, it's very hard for me because I'm very liberal, but, you know, it goes a little too far. Now, there's the people who are gender fluid, okay? Do you know what I'm talking about? To me, gender fluid is like, you know, you have a couple kids, you got to run for the bus. That's gender fluid, okay? You're 68, your prostate's leaking, that's gender fluid, okay? That is what I call gender fucking fluid, okay? I can't take it. So they want to be called they, which... they is plural, okay? So I'm going to call you it. That's your name now, it. Cousin it. But here's the deal. This is my question. So the people who are gender fluid wake up one day and they're like, oh, I'm feeling masculine today, so I'm male, okay? And then a few days later, you know what? I feel female today. I'm female. I want to be called she. Let me ask you a question. What if you're in a mixed doubles tennis tournament, okay? You're in the finals, okay? You're at the semifinals. You win. The finals are the next day for $1 million. And you're in the final. And your partner comes in the next day. It's like, I can't play today. Why? I'm she, her. What? What are you talking about? You were he, him yesterday. I know, but today I woke up. I'm she, her. Okay, no, you're he, him. You're he, him. No, Judy, you told me to be true to who I am. I am she, her. You owe me $500,000, okay? My act is funnier in the middle of the show. Anyway, no, it's true. So my partner, I have a girlfriend of 10 years. So I have two kids with my ex, Wendy. Well, that's not really her name, but she doesn't want anyone to know her name. She's like, we made this deal, so, you know, she's a big executive. So I have to call her Wendy in my act. Her name, real name, Sharon. Anyway, let's just call her Schwendy. So Schwendy gave birth to our older son, Henry. He's 20. I adopted him. I gave birth to our younger son, Ben. She adopted him. We used an anonymous sperm donor who's actually sitting right here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Kids are excited to meet you, and they had fun on Father's Day. So that made absolutely no sense, but I said it anyway. But yeah, so, and we, you know, a lot of people think, you know, it's very difficult to bring up kids in New York City. I got to tell you, it is so fucking, when you have a kid in New York, literally you pop the kid out, right? And then you incorporate in your life. Everyone walks around, you know, wearing that baby Bjorn thing. You know the thing where you can wear the kid and then you trip and fall and the baby dies? You know what I'm talking about? You know how many times I took a shit with that thing on? I'm not kidding. It takes 20 minutes to get the kid out of there, and when it's in the chute, I don't have time to waste, okay? And it's good for your glutes. But, so my girlfriend is a therapist. Do we have any therapists here? Any? Okay, we're in New York, and there's no fucking therapist in the audience. Do you go to therapy? Have you been to therapy? And? Do you still go? Why? You cannot figure shit out for yourself. Look who you're with. So, I'm kidding! So here's the deal. So I'm with a therapist. Now, she is so fucking, I mean, I love her and everything, but all right. So she asks, everything is a fucking question. Like, I can't just say something and, like, you know, it's, all right. First of all, let me give you an example of what it's like to be with her. So about 5 years ago, I got my knee replaced. Okay, that's how old this joke is. Anyway, 5 years ago, I had a knee replacement. And it was during the Summer Olympics, okay, in London, okay? Now, do you watch the Olympics? This is an Olympic-free summer, actually. But I love the Olympics. I don't really give a shit who wins. I just love those human interest stories they do about the athletes before they compete. Is it me, or has every single Olympic athlete had the most miserable, tragic life? I'm not kidding. I'm watching the swimming. I felt like such a loser. In lane four is Svetlana Mashakova. She's swimming with two broken legs. She was pushing her parents out of a moving train as they were escaping persecution. In lane six is Alana Lalajava. This is her first competition since climbing Mount Everest and falling. In lane nine is Michelle Navarro. She's dead. She died last Friday. She's floating in lane nine, and she's the favorite in this category. She's dead, so she can't swim. By the way, I did that joke in Provincetown, Massachusetts, okay, during Women's Week. And if you ever want to feel thin and beautiful, go to Provincetown, Massachusetts during... I am like... The fuck... I'm like Karen Carpenter walking down the... They're throwing food at me. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so I do that joke, and I swear to God, this woman in the audience, very not, you know what I'm talking about, no sense of humor, yells out, "There's only 8 lanes in swimming. There's no lane 9. Like, couldn't fucking move on with her life without interrupting me. Anyway, all right, so... Elisa and I, my girlfriend, the therapist, we're watching the Olympics, and we're very into tennis. I don't know if anyone's into tennis, but it is the match. This was in London, and the match was between Andy Murray and Roger Federer, right? And Nadal had just been eliminated. If you don't know who Rafael Nadal is, please look him up. He is the man who, before every serve, picks his ass, balls, and smells his fingers, and no one says a goddamn thing. I'm not kidding. Literally has a... It's, and like the commentators are like, "Oh, this is a break point, very important serve," and he's literally like mental. Okay, if Serena Williams had her fingers up her twat before every serve, they would kick her out of the fucking game. And this guy's picking his ass and balls, and just came out with an underwear line. I swear to God. So I'm not kidding. So we're watching the game, and it's Roger Federer, Andy Murray. Everyone wants Andy Murray to win because he's a Brit. A Brit hadn't won the gold in 80 years. So the queen is there, you know, the king, William, Kate, King Ahasuerus, Queen Esther, Haman. Oh, you're a Jew. I love you. All right, so... goes back and forth. Finally, Andy Murray wins. The place goes crazy, okay? He drops to his knees. He kisses the ground. Then he gets up, and he starts running to the... Oh, before he runs to the stands, he pulls off his sweatband, his wrist thing on his wrist, and he throws it into the stands. Who the fuck wants your disgusting, germ-infested, sweaty wristband? What are you going to do with that when you go home? Seriously. You know what? I'm going to do that after the show tonight. I swear to God. I'm going to pull out my tampon and be like, "Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much." Oh, please. Like, I still get my period. Anyway, which I do because I'm an Ashkenazi Jew. Apparently, we get our periods so we're 88 years old, so we can whine and complain even more than we usually do. Anyway, so... he's running into the stands, and Elisa therapist, this is what it's like living with a fucking annoying therapist. Elisa therapist says to me, "Oh, he's running into the stands. Who do you think he's going to kiss first? His mother or his girlfriend?" I'm like, "I don't know. You know, probably his mother." "Really, Judy? Really? Do you want to know why you said that?" "Yeah, why?" "Because that's who you would kiss. That is exactly who you would kiss. You would leave me standing there in front of millions of people while you go get approval from mommy. Oh, mommy, do you love me? Oh, mommy, I won. Oh, mommy, am I your favorite?" 20 fucking minutes of that. He goes and kisses his girlfriend because he's not Jewish. So I had to listen to that for another 15 fucking minutes. All right, I thought that'd get a bigger laugh, but, you know, not in the beginning of the show. It doesn't. All right, I gotta go. I could never be a therapist, though. I swear to God, I never could. You know why? Because the minute someone left my office, I would totally be on the phone with my friends going, "Oh my God, you have to Google this guy. He is out of his mind." I'm not kidding. All right, I gotta go. You have been the greatest audience I've ever had in my entire career. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest. Good night, everybody!
Judy Gold, everybody. Judy Gold. Rick, you know, during these troubled times that we're having, you know who I really miss having around?
Barack Obama?
No. Yes, but no.
Adam West?
No.
I miss Robin Moore, but the Powerpuff Girls?
Wait, say that joke again. That went over people's heads. I'll tee it up for you. Adam West? No.
I miss Robin Moore, but...
It was a gay joke, people. It's pride. Come on, go with it.
Never mind, Robin. Just slide down the bat pole.
You saved it.
That's a pretty good Adam West.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Do you miss the Powerpuff Girls?
No. You know who I miss? The great commentator from 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney. Remember that guy?
He was great.
Yeah, he was the best.
His essays say they put everything into perspective.
Yeah, he was great, but he's dead now.
Yeah, well, you're in luck, Tom.
Why?
Here he is from his newsroom in the sky, the late, great Andy Rooney.
Oh! Well, here it is. It's summertime. Time for barbecues, fireworks, and canoe trips. Have you ever peed off the side of your canoe and then realized you were in the camping section at Port Authority? I have. Eating edibles before going to the mall can be a lot of fun. Have you ever gotten so high that you ended up having a 4-hour conversation with your belly button? I have. I'm not sure how he was able to talk with all that fuzz in his mouth. Why haven't we come up with some cool way to fill up our belly buttons anyway? I can think of a lot of things we could put in there. Bacon bits, pennies, macaroni, cream cheese, dog food, LSD, Fruit Loops, unicorn hooves, glass eyeballs. What about a butt plug? Yeah, why not a belly button plug? I'd buy one. Have you ever ordered the wrong size pants on the internet and rather than send them back, you just ran down the street waving them in the air, asking if anyone has seen your father? I have. Have you ever gone to the nursing home in the middle of the night, opened all the doors, and freed the old people? I have. There's nothing more heartwarming than seeing a senior citizen make a run for it. Especially the ones who make it across to the other side of the highway. Have you ever heard that they put a chemical in swimming pools that turns the water red if you pee in it? I have. It's not true. I peed in a pool and the water stayed exactly the same. The only reason I got caught was because I was peeing off the diving board. Have you ever gone to a nude beach and fed the seagulls by covering your penis in jelly? I have. It's a fine line between ticklish and painful. Have you ever had a crab reach into your ass and grab hold of your thong when you weren't wearing a thong? I have. That was just ticklish. I've been trying to get in summer shape, but apparently I'm going to be the shape of a bowl of cottage cheese this year. Have you ever looked in the mirror and realized your whole body now looks like your testicles? I have. Have you ever painted your penis red, white, and blue on the 4th of July, stuck it out the bus window, and tried to start a parade? I have. And that's why I like summer most of all.
Okay, that's enough.
Have you ever run into the gynecologist's office and yelled that you made a huge mistake and you want your penis back? I have.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten so high that your dog took away your keys? I have.
Okay, that was the great Andy Rooney.
Have you ever covered yourself in kale, went to the Jamba Juice, and told them that you're leaking? I have.
All right, enough. The great Andy Rooney, everybody.
Thank you.
Andy was is brought to you by LymeDiseaseOnly.com, the dating site for people just like you, lonely, looking for love, and riddled with Lyme disease. Who knew that being bit on the ass by a deer tick could mess you up this badly? Who? Your future girlfriend, that's who. LymeDiseaseOnly.com.
You don't have to be itchy and lonely with LymeDiseaseOnly.com.
Rick Chrome, everybody. Oh, we have a real treat. This is a real treat. This guy has done our show in Los Angeles before. He's never done it here in New York because he's from New York. He's a good friend of mine. And then we both moved out west, and he's... luckily enough, been working on the show Crashing on HBO, which is shooting here all around New York. He's a very talented comedian, one of my good friends, Greg Fitzsimmons, everybody.
Tom Poppin, Rick Chrome, everybody. And the lovely Judy Gold, who did a fine job earlier. This is great. I love it. Tom Papa does this. This is a labor of love. He does this old-time radio kind of vibe. It's a throwback to, like, the 1940s in the sense that we get paid 25 cents. No, that's 25 cents more than we actually make. We don't make anything, right? Nothing. Do you guys all pay up? All right, so let's not talk. What am I, bitter? I'm fucking... look at me. Hello. I've powdered my balls today, twice. Powdered my balls. That's a good feeling. Because you don't really know how to do it. You figure it out. You turn a certain age, and then something pops in your DNA, and you're like... I gotta start powdering my balls. And there's no instructions. You get the baby powder out, and that feels wrong. There's a cute little baby's face on the front of it. And you're like, yeah, guess where you're headed? And you get a lot. You need a lot, because you just, because really, let's be honest, gravity's not your friend in this situation. Your balls are dangling in midair, and you're trying to, all you can do is get into a low squat and cup it, get down low, and just kind of fluff it. Just fluff it up there. Most of it doesn't even stick. When you're done, there's just a big pile of powder on the floor with a footprint on either side of it. Doesn't take a genius to walk in the bathroom and go, hey, somebody's powdering their balls in here. Somebody call CSI Balls because there's been a crime. Then I used the Gold's medicated powder by accident one time. Oh, yeah. You might as well just make paper cuts and splash Tabasco sauce. I'm screaming. My wife comes in. I'm like, get the powder off my balls. She's like, pff, pff, pff. There's a puff of smoke. I get an erection. Ta-da! Suck it. Come on, it's part of the trick. Suck it. I've been married for 17 years. It'll be 18 years next month. Very happily married. Judy knows my beautiful wife. Yes. And, you know, I'm lucky. I really am. I feel like I don't deserve her. And I'm pretty sure she feels the same way about it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What does that have to do with my wife? Are you competing with her? Did you think I was did you think I was unhappy with her? So I was looking for other options at this point? Because I will consider it. I've never fucked a guy, but that's largely because the guy's never tried to fuck me. I think if the timing had been right at a certain point in my life, I would have fucked a guy. And fucked him hard, because I would have known this is probably the only time I'm doing it. That would have been one lucky guy. Or I don't know if it's lucky. If you're gay, is it lucky to get fucked hard? I'd almost prefer to be fucked not that well. And then fuck him really hard, you know? I haven't done the metrics, but... I almost blew a guy once. Whatever. My wife's actually in the audience tonight, so I'm not going to talk about how I almost blew a guy once. In Boston, in this park. I was really fucked up. And again, I'm not gay. I was never attracted to guys, but I always thought it would be cool to suck a dick. Just because then I would know. Like, you don't know if you're gay. You can say, I'm not gay, but until you're holding a dick and sucking it, and then you're either going to go like, ugh, or you're going to go, this is fucking great. And so I decided to suck a guy's dick in the park. And so I wandered into the park. It was like 4 a.m. and I was drunk and stumbling. And this is a true story. And I walked up to this guy just popped out from behind a tree. And I didn't know the protocol. I don't know what the right manners are. He's standing there like this magic gay elf. And I'm like, I guess this is the dick I'm going to suck. And the guy comes over to me and he unzips his fly and he pulls out his shaft. And then he reaches in and he pulls his balls out. And I just looked at it and I was just like, nope, not into it. Like in 1 second, I just knew, I don't want that. It's pointed at me. It looks angry. I don't want that dick. And then I panicked because now I realize I'm alone in the woods with a guy whose dick is out. And so I pushed him and he fell over backwards and then he sprang into the darkness with his dick flopping out. And then I just wandered out of the woods like, oh, I guess I'm not gay. And that man was Jim Norton, ladies and gentlemen. It could have been. It could have been Jim Norton very easily. But anyway, back to my wife. I love my wife, and we have sex. We have sex very frequently. For a couple that's been together 17 years, how long have you been together?
3 years yesterday, married.
3 years yesterday, what, married yesterday? Married yesterday?
We've been married for three years yesterday.
3 years yesterday, you got, you were 3 years together yesterday.
Our 3 year anniversary.
I've just met you. I feel like we've been together for 3 years. It's just crowd work. Keep it fucking simple, you know? It's not, you don't have to break it down. It's just a simple linear time concept. You tried to get too much in there, didn't you? Well, 3 years, we dated for 6, and then yesterday we did. What? What happened at the end? All right, shh. Be quiet. So, when you have sex, here's the thing, is like, you know, we have kids, and it's very different when you have sex with kids than when you're single. Like, you guys are single. No, that's fucked up. That's not. I blame Papa with all the weird sexual shit he keeps bringing up. Like young couples, you're fucking, you're having multiple, are you guys? You're fucking, right? Multiple orgasms, simultaneous orgasms. Once you have kids, there's one orgasm. Whoever gets there first wins. That's it. It's like steal the bacon. I got it this time, honey. Good luck to you next time. You gotta hustle. And then I recently had a bout with a little thing called erectile dysfunction. How many guys? $2 billion advertising campaign, all directed at me, Greg Fitzsimmons, in a basement in the Village. I'll talk about it. I don't give a shit. Half of you are fucking lying. So I'm fucking my wife. I just like saying that. I'm fucking my wife. And then everything's going great. I'm feeling powerful. I'm strong. And then I start to lose a little bit of steam. Like there's just like this little air that's slipping out of the tire. Just so I start fucking faster and it's like and then it just pops out. Just out. And so I panic and I grab the base of it and I'm trying to shove it back in, but it's just like folding in half. It's just shaft against lips. There's no penetration. I get my thumb underneath. I'm trying to thumb it back in. And that's when she looks down and she just sees me going like that. And she looks at me and goes like that. And then I don't know what I was thinking, but I looked at her and I go, it's not your fault. She goes, who said it was, pussy? You got the limp dick. Nothing wrong with this. Tight. Got two kids. Two nice kids, 13 and 16. They're at that age now where you got to talk to them on a different level. You have to really connect. You know, like sometimes we'll have dinner, and then after dinner, we'll play this game called, hey, let's all take a shit on dad. Let's all talk about what a nerd dad is. Oh, dad, you're so out of it. Dad, you don't get it. Dude, you don't know how to deal. It's like, hey, you don't know me, motherfucker. You don't know who I was. I used to be very cool. You know when I stopped being cool? When you two assholes were born. Before that, very cool. Way cooler than you will ever be. You know why you won't be as cool as I was? Because you're not being raised by an abusive, alcoholic parent. That's why. And that can change. You're not cool. What are you, 16? When I was 16, I was high at dinner. Every night. Look at you. You're not even high. I was baked out of my mind, laughing. Look at you all clear-eyed, normal. I used to get in a fist fight every day after school. You wear a helmet to ride a bicycle. Pussy. When I was a kid, only the really good athletes got trophies. Now they're handing them out to the white kids, too. You don't know. The worst thing is they think my wife is cool and I'm not. That's what it really is. That's what gets like, really? Mommy's cool? She is? Guess who's fucking her? She doesn't look so cool with my dick in her mouth, I'll tell you that much. Mommy looks silly sometimes. Thank you very much. You guys have been great. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Greg Fitzsimmons, everybody. Greg Fitzsimmons. You guys having a good time so far? You guys are a great crowd. I am not just saying that. We did the show here last month, and that crowd was not so good. You guys are kicking their ass mightily. We have a special treat right now coming up, a little music for you. These guys play around the corner at the Comedy Cellar every Friday night. And I was in doing some spots a couple weeks ago, and they just blew me away. Noam is a really close friend of mine. I actually did his wedding. I actually officiated his wedding. And it's not a great marriage, but the wedding really kicked ass. I love him to death, and Colin Smith is great. So please welcome Noam Dorman and Colin Smith, everybody. A little more love.
Yeah, I just did. I just did a joke right there. Were you there for it? Oh, yeah. I'm Colin. This is Noam. He owns the place, so behave. This is an Elton John song that Tom heard us do, and we're going to do it again. We've practiced. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a travel and show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down into words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, yeah, they got me quite cross. And the sun's been quite proud while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, well, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, hope you don't mind that I put down into words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in a word how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Smith and Noam Dorman, everybody. They'll be back in a little bit. Holy cow, is that great? This just in, Greg Fitzsimmons said he might blow Colin.
Greg makes me so happy I'm a lesbian. That was fucking disgusting.
And now a word from our sponsor. Are you looking to send your children away to camp this summer? Looking for something different? Then try Judy Gold's summer camp.
That's right, you little shits. I got a great camp at my apartment on the Upper West Side. You get a futon, there's a park nearby, and we get the New York Times delivered every day. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Judy Gold's Summer Camp for Kids. Summer camp in the heart of Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't left New York in 30 years, and I'm not about to start now. Where do you want to go, huh? The woods? Fuck you. You know what you get in the woods? Candle shops. Syrup. And murder. That's what happens. Okay? You're so bored out there, you go to a candle shop, and then some hillbilly gives you some syrup and chops off your head with an axe. No, thank you. We'll stay right in New York, surrounded by witnesses. You want to go to the woods? Then go fuck yourself.
Judy Gold
called Summer Camp for Kids, where every day is a fun day.
That's right, you little fuckers. We start out every day with breakfast at Barney Greengrass. Oh, yeah. Everybody gets a bagel and a schmear. And if you don't know what a schmear is, then go back to Idaho. Then we'll have some coffee and read the paper. We'll go for a nice walk, and then you can come with me on my appointments. Oh, yeah. I have the dentist, haircut, and a pap smear. All right? If you know what a pap smear is, it's a lot like a schmear, but without the bagel and without the pap.
Judy Gold's Summer Camp for Kids, where your children will make friends that will last a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, sure. You'll meet everybody. Carlos at the dry cleaners, Jasmine, the hooker in apartment 2A, Don, the doorman. He's a lot of fun. And he always has weed on him. Do you smoke weed? Well, I used to smoke, but I quit because it was slowing me down and making me goofy. But it suddenly dawned on me that I like slowing down, and who gives a shit if I'm goofy? Everyone is goofy. So let's get high, kids. Go get some from Don.
Judy Gold, Summer Camp for Kids, creating memories that last a lifetime.
You know, last year we had this one kid, Johnny, who was nearly brain damaged. Yeah, I gave him $10 to run down to the store and get me a Snickers bar and a pack of cigarettes. So this kid leaves the apartment and never comes back. One day, okay, fine. 2 days, 3 days? So it gets to the point where his parents are coming to pick him up, and we haven't seen him in a week. Turns out he spent the entire time with Jasmine the hooker in apartment 2A. Spent my $10 on a hand job, and I never got my Snickers bar. We have fun.
Judy Gold, Summer Camp for Kids. Give your children an adventure.
Come on, kids! Who wants a pap smear?
The great Judy Gold, everybody. Judy Gold. And now please welcome, this is the first time on the show, I've been trying to get her for a good year and a half, she's one of my favorites, please welcome the great Carmen Lynch, everybody.
If I want to go to Judy's camp or Jim's. Oh, I'm so glad Trump is president. I know most of you don't, but you know, they say you should do one thing every day that scares you, and now it's living, you know? So you don't have to bungee jump anymore. Or go rock climbing. You can just live. You don't have to do anything. My parents voted for Trump. Yeah, that's a weird way to find out you're adopted, you know? Yeah. I just took Plan B and I'm exhausted. And I'm not even sleeping with anyone. I just don't want kids, you know. It was $54. I thought that was a lot. You agree, right? $54. You go and they give you this box. It looks like you're buying an iPhone. And then you open it and it's this tiny little pill. It looks like a Tylenol with poison in it, and then you take it, and then you don't even get to find out if you're pregnant. You're supposed to just forget about it. You know, I like closure, and there's none. So I was like, all right, I'll just try and forget about it. And so I went running, and then I burped, and I was like, that was the baby. So you know, I could tell it was just a different burp. It was deep. It was like, help me. get me out of here. No. My friend's pregnant, and she's keeping it. She won't find out the sex of the baby. She says it's life's biggest surprise. Ugh, God. Shut up. Yeah. That's not life's biggest surprise. Death is life's biggest surprise. Just ask my baby, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are crazy. I don't think I'm ever going to get married. I don't want to. All my friends are married. That's cool. They go on date night. That's adorable. When married people go on date night, it means they're having problems. They're like, let's go back to the time when we still liked each other. When I didn't know your addictions and you didn't know my family. Remember that? Let's reenact that tonight. From 8 to 12. That's the joke where I always lose half of the audience. Do you know how you know dating is more fun than being married? People who date don't have married night, you know? Yeah. What would that be like? Honey, you hang out in the kitchen, I'll be in the living room. If I call out for you, just ignore me, okay? I love you. What? Sometimes when I'm sad, I read quotes online. Some of them are really stupid, you know, like, love like you've never been hurt. Go fuck yourself. What's the other one? Eat like nobody's watching or something. Whatever. It's something like nobody's watching. Eat. I think it's eat. Dance. Dance like you don't need the money. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm dating a guy now actually who's 50, and I know that's not super old, but for me it's old, and I can't stop thinking about it. And the other day, he was like, please live with me. And I was like, please live. When he turned 50, all I could think was, oh my God, he's almost 100, you know? That's the only number you think of. It's not 60 or 70 or 51. It's almost time for him to go. I believe in Jesus, you know, just in case. Just in case he's real. I don't want to die and get to heaven and be like, oh my God! I totally didn't think you were going to be here. This is so awkward. You look different with your arms down. Oh, you know he does. What? What would Jesus do? He would laugh at that. He's heard it a bunch of times. I love Jesus. I believe in him, you know, especially when there's turbulence. I'm a big fan. Especially up there, you know, it's his area. You know? It's the J zone. It's okay to have doubts about Jesus. You don't think Jesus had doubts when his parents were like, we didn't even fuck. Come on. No. We didn't. It's hard to believe in him all the time, you know, with all the miracles and magic tricks with the lepers and the wine, walking on lepers and I don't know. And the 12 apostles, come on, who has 12 friends? Have like 3 apostles. And then like 4 other ones who almost never show up. That's reality, you know? Yeah. I just moved to a new apartment in New York, and there was no heat in February, so I went to look for the landlady, and I couldn't find her. And then I found her. She was in a wheelchair. God. Do you know how hard it is to complain to someone in a wheelchair? Hi, I know you can't walk, but it's chilly upstairs. Do you think you could stop thinking about your permanent problems? And worry about my temporary ones? There's nothing you can say except for, can I borrow a sweater? You just look like you might have one. I'm in therapy and it's great. I love it. So, yeah, I get it. Nobody else except for me and Judy. I love therapy. I love complaining to someone who can't leave the room. You know they want to. They've heard it all. I can see it in my therapist's eyes. She's like, just kill yourself. She's 70 years old. She doesn't even need to be a therapist. She's heard it all. Therapy's just like religion, too. You know, it's just, you know, it's more expensive. Like, you can't... Church, you just go for an hour a week and, you know, you can put a dollar in the basket if you want to. But therapy, you go for an hour a week and they don't really take that. You have to give them a ton of money, you know, but there's no pressure in therapy. Like, I don't have to wear my therapist around my neck or hang her on my wall or eat her on Sundays. I can just pay cash. That one was a little touchy, I can tell. This guy the other day called me awkwardly hot. How do you answer that? How do you say thank you to awkwardly hot? Thanks. Hello. Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.
Carmen Lynch, everybody. Carmen Lynch.
Carmen was brought to you by Jack Daniel's Old Time Whiskey and Massage Oil. Do you like getting hammered on good old-fashioned whiskey? Do you wish you had the time and money to go to a fancy spa? Well, now you can get drunk and a massage at the same time with Jack Daniel's Old Time Whiskey and Massage Oil. Drink it, rub some on your old lady, and you're in business. Jack Daniel's Old Time Whiskey and Massage Oil, because rednecks need loving too.
Rick Rome, everybody.
Oh!
You know, we get a lot of letters from the audience, and here to help us read some of them are Come to Papa podcast regular Paul Morrissey, everybody. Give it up for Paul Morrissey.
Hello.
How's it going, Paul? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Whoa, ladies, you can stop undressing me with your eyes. It's not that kind of show.
This happens every time to Paul.
I think it was the guy in the man bun that did it. The sexual energy in this place is crazy.
All right, try and focus, Paul. Why don't you give us a rundown of the mail?
Well, first off, thank you all for writing. This show needs all the listeners it can get.
We're doing well.
Well, pretty well ain't paying the bills, Tom. We need a bigger audience, so thanks. The first one comes from Babs in San Diego. Babs writes, "Dear Tom, I really love the show. I listen all the time. I was wondering if you ever perform naked."
Well, that's interesting. No, Babs. Thank you for the letter. But no, we never...
Yes, we do, Babs. As a matter of fact, Tom is naked right now. We're all naked. The performers, the band, even the audience, naked.
Paul.
You keep listening and we'll keep broadcasting in our birthday suits. It's a health code violation, but what's a few hairs and drinks among friends?
All right, next letter.
Here's one from Bobby Stinson in Yonkers, New York. I'm already sad. Bobby writes, "Dear Tom and Paul, I'm 10 years old and I really like your show, but my mom thinks it's too dirty and won't let me listen. What should I do?"
Well, Bobby, your mom is the boss, and although we love that you're listening to us, ultimately, you should listen to your mom.
No, let me take this one, Tom. Bobby, pack a bag and run away from home. I'm not kidding. Grab some clothes, a pocket knife, all the money you can find in your parents' drawers, and get the hell out of there.
Paul.
Your mom is the worst, Bobby. She'll probably try and catch you. If they do, just tell the police she's not your real mother. Yeah, when they take her in for questioning, steal her car, credit cards, and run away from home again. You're our number one fan, Bobby, even if your mom is an asshole. Thanks for listening.
It's horrible advice.
We need more listeners, Tom. Beggars can't be choosers. Okay, here's a letter from someone in the audience right now. Hey, Paul, I love the advice you give to listeners. When are you going to get your own advice show?
That is not a real letter.
It should be.
All right, what about birthdays? Any birthdays?
Here's a couple of birthday announcements. Florence Johnson in Davenport, Iowa, turned 95 this week.
Oh.
Yeah, she credits her longevity to long walks, lots of vegetables, and monthly sex parties. Hank Thomas is turning 43 this week. And let me be the first to say, Hank, who gives a shit? 43? Nobody celebrates that. Have an omelet and Denny's by yourself and write us in another 47 years. And last, here's one exciting one. Bob and Betsy Peterson are celebrating their fifth wedding anniversary. This one might not sound like much, but it's the fifth time they've married each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they think that this time should work because they finally hit an age where they no longer have any interest in sex. So, good for you, Bob and Betsy. You can watch Netflix marathons, and when one of you falls asleep, you can take turns masturbating in the kitchen.
That's the letters and birthdays with Paul Morris, everybody. Hey, we're going to bring back they were only going to do all right, enough. How do you say stop in French? You don't. You don't stop. Hey, what do you say we bring back Colin and Noam for another tune? What do you say?
Went so well. Our connection was so deep that we just grew by one member during that last. This is Raj, everybody.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take these lips, I wanna lose them. Or take these arms, I'll never use them. Oh, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the path that used to be my high, so why not take all of me? All me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take these lips, for I wanna lose them. Or take these arms, I'll never use them. Oh, your goodbye left me with all justified that it used to be my heart. So why not take all of me? Why not take all of me? Why not take all of me?
Everybody, Colin Smith and Noam Dworman. I sing just like that when I'm alone. Hey, I want to bring up, we're getting into towards the end of the show, and we really need a little bit more of a summer flavor. So I invited my good friend, he's an author, he's a comedian, he's a rock star, to come in and share a little summer memories with us. Please welcome the great Dave Hill, everybody. Dave Hill.
Thanks for having
Dave.
Me. Thanks for having
coming,
me.
Man.
Love.
You always look sharp.
Watch. Think. Well, yeah, I know. You. I love watching you try to do your thing. It's a lot. It's a lot of fun for me to get out here, and I love the jazz cats. I don't get it, but it's so great to take it in. And I'm just happy to be here, and I love the summer theme because that's my favorite season. Who's with me? And yeah, just chasing the ice cream trucks and playing in front of the fire hydrant, working for tips at a sexy car wash with an unpredictable hose.
So you said you had some summer memories.
Yeah, well, my favorite. What I really miss is summer camp, you know, when I was a kid, I'd go away. Did you ever go away to summer camp?
Yeah, yeah.
When play I was all a kid. The fun games, like 7 minutes in a bag. And
I'm sorry, what was that one?
7 minutes in a bag. The other kids shove you in a bag and do whatever the fuck they want with you. No one's in the bag with you, which is what makes it fun. Another game is...
We did like
midnight,
archery.
Midnight at Sea. Archery. No, we
archery.
Didn't do that. No, we did Midnight at Sea was another game where the other kids, I don't even know who's responsible for this. If someone soaks a rag in ether and they drag you out of your cabin and throw you in the lake and you wake up pretty quick.
What?
Yeah.
How old were you?
And there's I was from ages of several years. Another one, the money booth that also has bees was grab fast and get out. That's all I can tell you about that. Yeah. And
a money booth, like where they shoot the dollars around?
Yeah. So, well, it was just a closet with some change in it. And then at some point, when they shut the door, someone throws a hornet's nest in there. And you just gather up as much change as you can before your throat starts to close up. Yeah.
Where was this camp?
It was just outside of Akron. Yeah, I went there. It was Camp Johnson. It was a camp for emotionally unavailable kids. I went every
sounds terrible.
Every summer until the incident that happened.
The what?
There was an incident. I don't even know if it's a pretty scary story. I don't know if anyone wants to hear it. All right. It's a pretty scary story. I don't know if the band, can you guys play some scary, I mean, not scary in the way that you have, but in the, scary, like a scary story music, yeah. Or I could do it without music, I guess. No, this is good. Just bring it down, to the, yeah, just kind of right in there. Always the fucking bass player. Every single time. Every time. Alright, just. Alright, let's not. There's no music then, I guess. No, this is wherever you see fit, just chime in. Yeah. But you know, at the end of camp, every year at camp, at Camp Johnson, the counselors, they'd celebrate. They're like, hey, we made it through another summer, and they'd cut loose all the counselors.
The counselors, right, after the other kids left.
Yeah, so the one summer, Jimmy, this one counselor, right? He had been saving up. He'd saved up for a party van every summer. And he bought the sweet party van. It had the reclining seats and the 8-track cassette player. And it just it was everything. And then he and the... And then
what year was this?
It was wild. 99, I think. It's hard to say. I go on and I go back and forth on it. Anyway, so, and then his uncle had this party cabin. So Jimmy and the other counselors, Joey and Danny and Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, they all were going to go.
Who was it again?
The counselors from the camp, the guys were all going to go in Jimmy's party van and go to his uncle had this party cabin, like way out in the woods. And they got beer and they got weed and they get in, they're driving, they had the mixtape. It was the best mixtape of all. Like, what's your favorite band?
Van Halen.
Yeah, the mixtape was all Van Halen. Yeah.
No
and
way.
And they're playing it and they're rocking. They're just like, yeah. And they're driving along, and then along the way they stop, and there's these smoking hot girls who like want to ride somewhere, and they're way out of their league. These girls, so hot, but they were like weirdly cool and down to earth, and they're like, "Hey, you want to ride with us?" They're like, "Yeah." They get in, and
how many girls?
There was actually one girl for every guy. It just worked out that way, and they had a mixtape too. What's another one of your favorite bands?
The Stones.
That's what was on there. And they were
so
swapping out the tapes. And the girls at one point were like, "Hey, do you mind if we take our tops off?" And when they're riding. And not because they were skinks. They were just European. You guys get it.